Okay, I think we're on 11:45, so I'll get started now because I know that you're all following a schedule for today. Welcome to LSE and to the Open Day. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. My name is Jennifer and I'm from the LSE Career Service. I'm one of the careers consultants working with some of the departments here. And I'm here to talk to you about LSE careers, what students from LSE go on to do after undergraduate degrees, what we offer you throughout your time at LSE and then afterwards. Our service is open to you throughout the course of your degree and then for 2 years after graduation as well. You can use the full service. Beyond that, you can use a restricted version of the service, although we are looking at extending it further if you're changing career at a later stage. If you have any questions, I'm happy to be interrupted as we go through the talk, but do feel free to wait behind at the end and ask questions as well. I've left time for questions. So today, the kind of things we're going to look at. So what LSE graduates do, I imagine that a lot of you are perhaps selecting your degree and also thinking about what you're going to do on graduation and how we can support that. What employers look for, it's a competitive market for graduates, and I think it's worth starting to give some thought to building your CV, even if you're not sure exactly what you want to do at the end of your degree, which is fine, but I think it's something that you do need to consider whilst you are at university. Opportunities at the LSE to help you build those kind of skills and to gain experience and to access employers, and then what we can do for you, so all the services that we offer you. In terms of what LSE graduates do, some of you might have been researching this already or having a look at the graduate destination statistics, but 6 months after graduation, we survey all of the students who leave the institution. This is undergraduate specific and it gives you an overview of the areas of work that graduates go into typically from the institution. This is undergraduate specific. It looks quite different at postgraduate level, but the highest percentage of students move into banking and finance in graduation. This is typically graduate analyst roles within various functions within banks. It covers investment banking, retail banking. If you're going into things like private equity and venture capital, asset management as well. It's by no means all of what we do, but it is a popular choice for students who are studying at LSE. Followed then by accounting and audit, fairly straightforward. Research and education, I think, is worth mentioning or looking at just because with research and education, there are very few students who go into teaching in schools. Research and education here typically covers students working in higher education, students working in think tanks, and also commercial research as well. So it doesn't really cover teaching in schools, although a few people do choose to go on and do that. Politics and government, another popular choice, covering things like civil service, local government, working for MPs. There's a variety of choices in there. Media and publishing, and then fast-moving consumer goods, leisure and retail as well. So these are the ones that come out on top, and then there's a mix of sectors beyond that. Coming in just underneath this is law and consultancy in terms of popular choices. Some that are not, that don't appear there, that people might expect to see, so development work or international organisations or charities. These do feature quite heavily when students leave, but I would say they can be more popular or more attainable with a postgraduate degree. So when you see the stats overall, when these organisations appear, they might lean more towards postgraduate students rather than undergraduates, but they are an option when you're leaving after your first degree. Top 10 employers. Now, this is for the institution overall, so it covers the postgraduate students as well. We have quite an even split between undergraduates and postgraduates, which is different compared to others. So this is slightly, it gives you a good indication of where people go, but if we look at things like the United Nations, not impossible, but I would say that's one that probably leans more towards the postgraduate. In terms of numbers, so PwC at number one, there were around 65 students who went to work there, just to give you an idea of the kind of numbers that put people on this list. But there are a diverse range of people who students go on to work for. I took a cross section. I'll let you have a look through. So this is graduates from last year. And I took a variety of undergraduate courses, so the kind of roles that they have gone into. I tried to pick slightly different ones to give you an idea. What you study doesn't necessarily dictate what you go on to do. So we do see people from different degree programmes moving in all kinds of different directions. When it comes to applying for graduate work, we will probably find that around, it probably sits at about 60% of employers will not specify the degree that they're looking for. They will look for a 2-1 or above. But they won't necessarily specify the subject. So when you are choosing your degree programme, it's not necessarily the case that that will channel where you go afterwards. It very much depends on the experience that you pick up along the way and what you want to do. So I would say when you are selecting your subject, apart from a few exceptions, it makes sense probably to go with the subjects that you really enjoy, that you think you will perform really well in, because it doesn't necessarily restrict the direction that you move in on graduation. Courses. We do have a large number of students also moving on to do further study. Some people continue with the subject that they were studying at LSE and build on that. Other people will choose courses in order to facilitate a particular career or to change direction. Do have quite a large number going on to further study, so it is something that's popular. A postgraduate can certainly help in some areas of work. It depends on what you want to do, but do come in and talk to us about it whilst you are studying. And not everyone will go on to further study immediately. It is something that you can take up at a later stage as well. Some people are sponsored through postgraduate study by someone who they are going to work for, so there are a lot of different options there. But this is just to give you an overview of the kind of places people have gone on to study at, the kind of courses that they have taken on. Percentage-wise, so from the survey, the last survey, so 41.7% of students have gone into work. And 14.6 have gone on to further study. With the 28.2% who are working and studying, most of the people who fall into this category are not people who are working around a postgraduate degree. Most of them are taking a professional qualification. So it's people who have gone on to study in accounting, Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, or management. So they're in a full-time role but are being funded through a professional qualification. That accounts for the majority of people who are in that bracket, which is why the percentage is quite high. 7.8% unemployed. It's fairly standard, it's slightly below the average. That's roughly where it sits at the moment. There's a couple of things I would say about the unemployment stat. We survey people 6 months after they've graduated from their course. It's not too long out of a degree, so I think it's perfectly feasible that some people haven't found the right opportunity or are still applying for jobs at that stage. The other thing that we are not able to do when we run this survey is where people are due to start a job, which can happen with graduate schemes who recruit quite far in advance. We're not allowed to record where people are starting work. We have to record what they're doing at the time that we speak to them, which accounts for a small percentage of that bracket as well. It would be lower if we were able to record that, but legally we can't. A couple of people unavailable for work, so taking time out to travel, things like that, and then other people who've categorised themselves as other, a variety of different things fall under that bracket. In terms of graduate level work, so people who are in a job that requires the degree in order for them to perform the role, that's at 77.8%, so it's quite high. So the majority of people are in a role that required a degree. The average salary is £28,100. With the average salary, that ranges from, I took notes on it, so the ranges are from mid to high teens, and it goes up to £60,000 for undergraduates. Within the highest category, there were only 21 students there, and the highest salaries came from investment banking and law, for people who are interested in that. The bulk of people sat in the £25,000 to £29,000 bracket, so that's where most people who graduated were. But the average salary from here for an undergraduate is 28,100. For postgraduates, it's currently 33,500 at the moment. You can access all of these stats on our website as well. I'll show you where you can get them if you do want to look at them in more detail, or also look at them specific to the course that you are interested in. So in terms of the rankings, we sit in third place in the Times Good University Guide, The Guardian and the Sunday Times University Guide as well. It's fairly standard. We normally sit around there. In front of us are Oxford and Cambridge. And I would say that, yeah, we're quite pleased with this, given that we're a niche institution. We do have, over the last year, you might have noticed if you sort the rankings in different ways, if you sort it by employability, we fell quite drastically in the survey last year. And our results have not changed. They're exactly the same as they were before, but the methodology behind the survey changed, and it no longer counts things like development work, charity, these kind of areas, as a professional role. Previously it was recorded as a graduate job. They changed the classification to a profession or a professional role, and a lot of what our students go into now don't fit into the brackets that they have. So our salary hasn't changed, the destinations haven't changed, but the survey changed. So if you do see us dropping down quite a few places ranked in employability, it's not something that worries us. Our stats are exactly the same. It's just the survey that has changed around that. So we're not in any way trying to fudge it. It's just the classifications have changed, and it works against us. Also, because we're a niche institution, so we don't have a medical school, a dental school, those kind of things, which average these stats out for some other institutions. Where you can find them, so if you go to lse.ac.uk/careers, on our site we have the GEMS database where you can search. I'm sorry, it's quite small on the slide, but you can search by department and you can search by specific courses, and it will give you an overview of where people work and what they do from the different degree programmes. You can sort by department or by specific degrees, but if you do want to look in more detail, then that information is available to you on the site. What employers look for, so when you are looking at studying, it's a variety of things. I think the first thing they will look for is a strong degree. So you really want to aim for a 2.1 or above when you are studying. Then there's the hard skills, so your technical or subject knowledge, languages, IT skills, your commercial awareness, and the soft skills, so your interpersonal skills, problem solving, all of these things, which you will build throughout your degree and in everything that you are involved in around about that as well. I think people will say, I'm sure you've heard it a lot at school and in other activities that you're involved in, that a degree on its own is not enough. And I would say that in the current market, that is certainly true. You do need to have other things on your CV when you graduate. Unless you want to pursue a career in academia and focus entirely on your degree, it will be very difficult to compete for graduate level work with the type of salaries that were there unless you do have something else on your CV. So how to prove you have these, or how to work on this? A strong and consistent academic record. So I think with a lot of the students we see at LSE, they get very heavily involved in things we do from first year onwards, which is excellent, but do remember that your degree is the most important thing whilst you are here. A lot of employers will look for consistency in your academic record. So especially if you're going for areas like academia or law, they will want all of your grades from first year onwards for every course that you have taken on an application form. So you can't afford to have slips along the way. Work experience, so full-time, part-time, internships, work shadowing, it all counts. You can balance it alongside your degree. There are lots of opportunities there from first year onwards. So do make sure that you try things, that you take part, find out what you like, find out what you don't like. Volunteering, we have a volunteer centre that's based in the Career Service. We offer a lot of things from one-off opportunities through to more consistent voluntary chances, things that are on campus in London and also internationally and throughout the UK. Extracurricular activities like societies and clubs, they're a good way to meet people outside of your degree programme. There are a huge number of societies here, and they're a good way to get involved and again to start to build some experience as well. And all of the things that you are interested in, You'll probably be able to do those through societies, but anything else outside, I would suggest keeping going as well. It just makes for a more interesting CV and application at the other end of university, and you'll enjoy it along the way too. So how can we help you with all of this? We've got a good career service here, we're of a reasonable size, and we work with a lot of different organisations, and we do a lot for you through your departments and your courses, and also centrally, so you can pick and choose what you want to go to. In terms of what we do, so work experience, we have our own vacancy database. Typically, we would have between 750 and 1,000 vacancies on that every month, covering part-time work that will fit around your studies if you want that. We won't advertise anything that's more than 20 hours a week, so we do restrict that. Internships, full-time graduate opportunities, and it's not very common here, but if anyone is coming back to do another undergraduate degree or is coming in as a mature student with other experience, we do advertise experience hire roles as well. But roughly 750 to 1,000 per month is about average for us. It goes up at the point where people are recruiting for graduate schemes and then evens out after that. So the Volunteer Centre, some of these are a little bit older from Dave, but the kind of opportunities that come through the Volunteer Centre, I think a lot of people just imagine raising money or fundraising when they think of charity, but we have had some quite interesting opportunities to do consultancy with charities, to work on them in departments like human resources or marketing. There's lots of different things you can do, quite a lot of research projects as well. You can have appointments with the Volunteer Centre. We have a coordinator who can help you to find work that will suit you or suit your interests. We also have a volunteer fair and a Facebook and Twitter account that you're welcome to follow now if you want to see the kind of things that we're doing. You can also email. This is all available on our site if you have more questions about it or want to speak to us about what we do on that front. In terms of employer events, so the careers fairs, we don't do a large or general careers fair. We split them instead to accommodate different areas of work, just because the volume of people who would like to attend, it doesn't work for us with one large recruitment fair. So throughout the year, we run banking and finance, consultancy, law. These are both run over 2 evenings. Business and management, marketing, media and comms, the internship fair and the volunteering fair. So these run every year. We also have the Public Sector and Policy Conference, the Bar and Advocacy Fair. The final two I've included because you are eligible to attend. So International Organisations Day is a full day Saturday with a variety of different international organisations there. It's run in partnership with Sciences Po, who we do a few joint degrees with, and also Oxford and Cambridge attend as well. I would say that the majority of people there and at the Central Banking Conference will probably be looking for postgraduate students, but if you are interested in a career with one of these organisations, I would still strongly recommend attending as an undergraduate to talk to them about what they are looking for. It's a good chance to build contacts and get an idea of what they want. Other events, so there's forums and panel events, so alumni panels, panels for different areas of work. We run these centrally that all students can attend, and we also run them in departments, so we get alumni back from the course that you were studying to come in and talk to you. Sometimes we do it as a panel, sometimes we do it as a networking evening. It just depends on the department and the alumni. Presentations in different areas of work. Again, these are run centrally and also by employers, so through Michaelmas and Lent term, there are a huge number of these available if there are things you want to find out more about. Also skills sessions, so a lot of the softer skills that we mentioned, we run these, we run them in partnership with a lot of employers and also again centrally, so you can sign up and pick and choose what you want to go to. And there's also the public lectures programme. This is not necessarily careers related and it's not organised by us, it's organised by conferences and events. But I would say that it's a huge bonus when it comes to studying at LSE and that the public lecture programme is really interesting. And there's a lot of very interesting speakers coming and I would recommend taking part if you do decide to study here. entrepreneurship, we have increased the amount that we're doing in this front because of the interest from students in this area, so in working for yourself or starting your own initiative. So throughout the year we offer Startup in a Day, masterclasses and case studies. We also offer mentoring from previous students who have gone on to set up their own business. We've got an entrepreneurship blog and forum. We do site open days, again with alumni and other startup companies if you want to go and meet them. We have an Entrepreneur of the Year award and also entrepreneurial internships that are on offer with startups a lot, which are with alumni. I should also say, which I should have put up, but we offer funding too. So we do a funding competition twice yearly where you can pitch for funding for your business idea. If you are successful in that, we'll also offer you mentoring on that front from alumni who can help you with finance and the legal side of things, all of those kind of parts of starting up your business. We can offer mentoring on that front too. So that's open to you from first year onwards. Advice, so one-to-one appointments, you have four of these per term, plus a longer appointment if you're not sure what you want to do or you need a little bit more support, and we also offer practice interviews as well. You can use these really for anything that you want, so whether it's ideas about what to do or how to get started, practical help with applications, CVs, all of these things we're happy to help you with. I think we typically get used when people know what they want to do, and then we see people who are not sure towards the end of their degree. I would say if you don't know what you want to do and it's worrying you, come in from your first week onwards. We're happy to talk to you about how to get started if you're not certain what comes next. We run a variety of talks and workshops, which I've talked about. We've got quite a comprehensive website. Some of that you can't view at the moment because you need a login once you are studying here, but a lot of it you can view now if you're interested. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well if you want to see the kind of things that we're doing. That takes you very quickly through the services that we offer and what graduates do. Patrons of LSE Careers, so these are some of the people who we work with who offer financial support and do an awful lot on campus as well. Again, there's a full list of the patrons on the site as well if you are interested in having a look at those.